Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, wellness, and fitness. Everybody, we're still rocking and rolling with our new book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's up on Amazon, doing very, very well. So check it out. We've had some fantastic reviews, very humbled by some of the comments from some of the people that I have such high regard for all over the country. Happy Memorial Day weekend coming up. And like we talk about all the time on the Sports Doctor, don't get too crazy with your activities if you haven't been active all along. Graduality is the key. You know, we got a great doubleheader today. Aaron Bigelow, he's the co-founder of Health Evolution Tech that's developed the revolutionary AmpCoil Bioresonance Wellness System is going to be joining me. And then Dr. Jay Wrigley, he's a functional medicine doctor, hormonal balance specialist, will be chiming in. And then it's the Sports Doctors In segment with your email. So let's get started. I want to welcome Aaron Bigelow. Aaron, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thanks, Doc. It's great to be in the house.
Yes, you are in the house out there from California. Again, Aaron is the co-founder of Health Evolution Tech with his wife, Geneva, and the development in the AmpCoil wellness system, everything from the Lyme disease nightmare to sports recovery and performance. So, Aaron, why don't you give us a little bit of a quickie history and background about you and Health Evolution Tech and the AmpCoil?
Certainly, certainly. My pleasure. Well, first off, I would like to say that I, as strange as this may sound, I'm one of those people that had the pleasure of being bitten by a Lyme tick probably close to 15 years ago now. And I say the pleasure because sometimes in life we get to know that where there's crisis, there's opportunity. And what felt like a crisis and almost ended my life, as well as my oldest daughter, who's now thriving at the age of 11, we realized that I was the right person to be bit because I was already in the holistic health field. We had already developed other technologies that were similar to the AmpCoil, but nothing with the power and precision. And I say that because for those who don't know a lot about Lyme disease, it is one of those wonderful insidious things that once it gets in your bloodstream, it's really good at hiding. And when it hides in the body the way it does, you have to throw a lot of power and precision at it to get it out of the body. And so because of our background, I was able to help find a team of incredible type A, like-minded personalities that said, hey, let's go on the mission to knock this out since our collective resources knew we could do it.
Now, there's a lot of people who don't understand, Aaron, the American medicine has been very slow in being aware of what I call the great pretender, which is what Lyme's disease is, where it's mistaken for arthritis, it's mistaken for neurological problems, joint problems, and it's very, very difficult to diagnose. It's just about as difficult over the years to treat, and many people, my son included, Adam, have really struggled with trying to deal with this multifaceted scenario. Only now has the Center of Disease Control began to really identify insect-borne, and in this particular instance, tick-borne phenomenon, where some of this bacteria is so difficult to get rid of, and it's exciting to hear that the challenge continues, and that something like the AmCoil, which is an interesting technology, the new attention to so-called sound technology. Talk a little bit about what the AmCoil does. Home remedy, what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned home remedy, because up until now, most of us, if not all of us, have been hard-pressed to find something we can do from home to really get to the positive side of this. And when I say positive, to where you really feel like you're back in the game of life. So we knew that it was extremely important to build something that was as easy as easy to use as your smartphone. So that was a huge part of the journey, was to build something that literally you could use a tablet, like an iPad, and be able to have a voice analysis program, which, for those who aren't familiar with voice analysis, most of us use it every day. If you have something like a smartphone that has voice-activated texting, then you're using the same technology that we use to be able to analyze where the body needs support. So that was really for us to be able to shoot at a target, so to speak. And let's say the target are these bugs. We'll just call them bugs. And so now we're not shooting blindly. So we've got that part addressed, and it's as simple to use as a few button clicks. So even these people that we affectionately call Limeys, ones that are at home that can barely remember their own name, and even your son told me he was almost in that phase himself, you're able to do about a minute analysis through some voice recognition. It comes up with what your body's asking for, and then through a high-powered modified Tesla coil, which is basically a giant pulse electromagnetic field, we're able to penetrate the body and have it go intracellular and pass the blood-brain barrier, support the body, and at the same time have these low-level critters leave the body. And it's something that we're still scratching our head that almost 100% of the time people really feel like they're back in the game of life. If not in a few weeks, then more than a month or two.
Now, I know that the AmCoil, talk a little bit about PEMF and that area of technology, biofeedback, that this seems to deal with.
Yeah, definitely. So PEMF refers to a pulsed electromagnetic field. It's something that's been used for decades. It really started getting on the map, so to speak, when NASA was looking for something for their astronauts to have to use while they're up in space. So they started doing the research on it, realized that this technology would allow them to work on themselves when, you know, they don't have someone else that can kind of get them back in the game, so to speak. So they've done tons of case studies, and now we go decades later, a lot of professional sports teams, as well as a lot of other world-class athletes have really adopted the high-power pulse electromagnetic field to, like I said, be able to penetrate intracellular, past the blood-brain barrier. There's thousands of case studies referring to how this can help heal bones and cut the healing time around muscles, ligaments, a lot of times in half, if not more. So
yes, the magnetic energy.
That,
yes, magnetic energy has been something that really has been exciting in the area of stimulating the body's natural healing. Back in the 90s, we used a lot of magnetic technology for all sorts of different injuries, sports injuries. I'm going to ask you more about that in a minute or so. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You zip over to radio shows. You can go back over 10 years and pick and choose whatever you'd like to listen to, experts from all over the world. I can't tell you how many people we've had on in the area, again, of Lyme, high performance, sports medicine, all areas of wellness and fitness. And again, you can follow us on Twitter. We have almost 34,000 followers. I can't tell you how many guests I get on Twitter, authors, doctors, inventors who join us. And you can follow us at SportsDoc, D-O-C Radio, and the new exciting hashtag, #HeySportsParents, which is the title of our new book. We're talking with Aaron Bigelow, who's the developer of the Amp Coil and the co-founder of Health Evolution Tech, and different variety, again, of uses. There's no doubt that the area of sports recovery, again, of cutting down healing time, is such a big deal in the area of sports medicine. And I find this is something very, very exciting about the Amp Coil. And again, the idea you mentioned, people being stewards of their own health and the ability of the Amp Coil, again, to put into the hands of individuals something that really, really works. You had mentioned to me the cellular health, which I find very exciting. What is it about Amp Coil's effectiveness that makes a difference in healing? Is it the body's acidic dash alkaline levels?
Definitely. Yes. Yeah, so I'll give an analogy that almost anybody can relate to. Let me keep it real simple. And that is, we have roughly 70% water in our body. Most of us are aware of this, but most of us don't realize that we're walking around extremely acidic more often than not. And a lot of it's due to environment, stress, all the other things that go along with the world we live in today. So this is where, we'll just call them bugs, like to live. So in order to change the playing field, the way the coil works, it's basically bringing your immune system up, allowing the alkalinity to come back into the body. And once you do that over an entrainment process where you're using this multiple times a week, that's why it's great to use from home, then all of a sudden, just like a healthy fish tank, everything looks healthy. There's no fungus building in the tank. And it's impossible for any of these low-level creatures to do their job in an environment like that. They just leave the body. So it's really not
I think that's something that
healthy fish tank.
Yeah, something. What's the website, Aaron, that people could find out more information about Amp Coil?
Yeah, it's ampcoil.com, ampcoil.com. And for those that are interested in this, whether it's for personal or professional use, the other thing that I just want to mention that I think is really key is people are able to purchase one of these or finance one of these for as little as $150 a month. So, you know, most of us that have been on this journey are spending much more than that just taking supplements. So, you know, that was hugely important for us to build it that way and to make sure that we have a pay it forward program to where once you help somebody out, well, usually yourself, you start with yourself or your friends or family members, and then we have a nice compensation program for people that are referred to us. So almost all of
them. You know, it's interesting. We feature it a lot on the Sports Doctor, which is this wellness area, the idea of building and enhancing our immune system to fight off any kind of a problem. You know, in the past, we've been famous with take more drugs. It's one of my real pet peeves. You know, you can't watch 5 minutes of television without there being advertisements constantly for drugs. A lot of people don't realize the United States is one of only two countries in the world. New Zealand is the other one that allows this constant pushing of medicines. And it's taken a while, you know, for the holistic natural health areas to really, really take hold. And that's what I really, really like about the concept of the a wellness system as you describe it. So, again, you sure don't need to be sick to benefit from something like the Amp Coil. True?
That's most definitely. And, you know, I know a lot of people come to you for overall sports wellness. And so the ability to balance out the emotions, the nervous system, to get the white blood cells to start doing their job, all of a sudden you're energized and really feel like you're supercharging your field to go out and do whatever it is that you want to do in the world.
Now, the age, you mentioned your daughter's 11 years old, and again, we've seen more and more children being involved again, whether it's with something like Lyme's or all sorts of other kinds of concerns. You know, the gigantic field of autoimmune problems, the different kinds of rheumatoid arthritises, the lupuses, there's so many different categories. And this is, again, a big area that something like the MCOIL really pays attention to, isn't it?
Most definitely. You're actually going to, we talked about emotions. You might get me emotional here, Doc, because as a parent, which I'm sure
you and me both.
Yeah. So as a parent, my daughter, when she got as sick as she did as a little child, 3 or 4 years old, basically was in a position where she was going into almost epileptic-like seizures daily. And I realized that because of our background, by developing what we're developing, nobody's going to mess with my kid. You know, it's one thing when it happens to us, but when it happens to your child, you're going to find a solution if you don't do anything else in life other than focus on the solution for your kid.
How long has MCOIL been around?
Yeah, so we started developing similar technologies almost 20 years ago, so we've been in this field a long time. But the MCOIL itself, the first prototype we built was about 4 years ago, and we really went into full production a couple of years ago. So it's been super exciting to get this in the hands of families all over the U.S. and Canada. We're starting to get out to the rest of the world. And I also wanted to just mention real quick before we run out of time, we also started we partnered with a nonprofit foundation called the Wellness for Humanity, which basically takes an MCOIL unit. If there are three family members that have Lyme, we gift them a device for 4 months, and in return, they give us the stats to show how much it's improved their overall well-being within a 3 or 4 month period. And across the board, we're looking at 89% symptom-free for most of the major things people are affected by with these so-called issues.
How has the world of medicine, like we were just talking about before, accepted, paid attention to what you're doing in something like the MCOIL? You know, over the years, there's been so much resistance. You know, if it's not a pill, people aren't happy. How has the medical community paid attention or embraced what you're doing with Health Evolution Tech?
It's really a separate conversation. You know, I always say to people, you know, if your leg's hanging on a thread, go see your medical doctor or, you know, someone that's going to help you with that. The MCOIL is not going to help put your leg back on. But if you're looking for something for your own well-being that you can do from home, and I'll take the from Steve Jobs right before he passed away. He told his son, who was about to go to medical school, you know, when I started building computers, he said, I was fortunate enough to be at the crossroads of humanity and technology. Now, right before I pass away, we're at the crossroads of technology meeting physiology. And that's where the MCOIL comes in.
Wow. You were right. Time really has flown by, Aaron. Give us the website again before we go with MCOIL.
Yeah, it's AMPCOIL.com, AMPCOIL.com. And we have an incredible staff of people, most of which have had their own health journey they've gone through related to Lyme or chronic autoimmune.
Great.
So when you call in, you're going to talk to somebody who knows exactly what you're dealing with and will help you every step along the way.
Okay, Aaron Bigelow, again, developer of the MCOIL. Aaron, please hold on. Everybody, we're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're zipping around from California. We're heading to North Carolina. Dr. Jay Wrigley, a functional MD, functional medicine physician, a holistic physician, specializing in hormonal balance, weight loss strategies, keto paleo diets. Dr. J, I'm Dr. Bob. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Glad to be here, Dr. Bob.
I thought we'd start right in. Give us a little bit of a quickie history and background. I call it the who, what, who you are and what you do.
Okay, so my history is, as a functional medicine doctor, I've been doing this for about 24 years now. And my primary focus is working with people who are looking to kind of build a health pattern without using drugs and surgery as their first choice. So what I like to do now, I'm very much in the space of looking at that most of the chronic problems that we're seeing out there today are inflammatory issues that are driven by some really bad information that we've gotten for the last 60 years from dietary counseling. It was started with the whole low-fat movement as we began to thought that cholesterol was kind of the issue for heart attacks and cardiovascular disease, and that has been turned upside down. We're realizing that that was not the space at all. So what I'm looking at is how to coach people in a direction to balance their hormones, decrease their insulin levels by lowering their carbohydrate intake, which basically reverses inflammatory processes. And then one of the great side effects of that is it is the weight loss that comes along by keeping your insulin levels low and having your body have to use your own body fat for fuel to produce what are called ketone bodies that your heart and your brain really love and function better on. So,
yes, I'm going to have you contact our first guest, Aaron Bigelow, and compare notes. Both in the holistic world. You know, it's interesting, Dr. J. Over the years, and I have paid attention, for example, to childhood obesity, probably for 20 years on the Sports Doctor, give or take a few weeks. I think people, right. Americans knew that junk food wasn't good. I don't think that was news. What was news is the so-called American diet was garbage. I think most people didn't realize that. And, you know, low fat, no fat, the whole sugar world. And we woke up one day and half the country's overweight and a third of the kids are obese. And these are the kinds of things that will break us financially as a country.
Absolutely.
With all of these related health problems. And the whole area of functional medicine and functional doctors, has, you know, 10 years ago, medicine didn't know how to spell the word functional medicine. It's interesting how it's really become, right, much more. And the whole world of insulin balance has also been something that I think was a mystery to most physicians. And talk a little bit about those kinds of your journey on getting, you know, not only the population, but medicine to pay attention to all of these things, including the crazy world of hormonal balance.
Correct, right. So in speaking to what you were just talking about, Dr. Bob, I, you know, it goes back to what I was saying in the beginning of when we made some really drastic governmental dietary guidelines a long time ago to begin fat from the diet and start a low-fat craze. What automatically had to happen was you had to increase the carbohydrate intake of these foods to eat in order to make them taste very good, because we know that fat tastes really good, and when you take the fat out, it doesn't taste very good. So what we're seeing here is by doing that and adding things like high fructose corn syrup to just about every processed food and whatnot, what we did not know that was happening here is that the way that the body works is it is constantly in an energy balance of either storing stuff or burning stuff. And the one determining factor of all of that is this hormone that's produced in your pancreas called insulin. And so anytime that you do something that stimulates and elevates insulin, you automatically turn on this storage situation where you cannot burn any body fat. You're storing away calories in fat cells. And we didn't really understand this. We didn't understand that what was happening here and why it is that obesity and diabetes were getting out of control is that our diets were formulated to stimulate insulin and not keep it at a low level.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing people are familiar with. You know, people know insulin dash diabetes, and diabetes is a major scourge in our country. Everything, and again, my profession, podiatry, where many times numb feet, burning feet, other kinds of symptoms would be seen very, very early on the foot. But diabetes has exploded in our society. But I think the relationship that you're talking about is still a mystery to a lot of people regarding what kind of a difference that makes when we're talking about, again, so-called diets. I know you pay attention to the so-called keto, paleo diet. What's the relevance of those?
Well, the relevance of those are two. One would be let me speak to paleo first. So the paleo diet really is what we could best determine of what we believe our original diet would have looked like. So a long, long time ago, before there was agriculture, the paleo diet would be looking a whole lot like what was available to you before agriculture. The first thing you would have done is, for, again, energy balance, for the greatest reward for the amount of energy you're going to put out, is you would be a hunter. And if that wasn't successful that day, then what you would have available to you would be nuts and seeds and berries and forage plants and green vegetables and things like this. And there would be root vegetables that you could dig up in the wintertime. And so for the best of our knowledge, that would be kind of what we believe to be the original diet of human beings. And so that would be paleo.
We're going to be back with you after a commercial break. What's the website, Dr. J? People could find out more information about you and your functional medicine.
Right, absolutely. It's just, it's simply drwrigley.com without a period between Dr. and Wrigley. So
Dr. Wrigley, WRIGLEY.com. We're going to be right back, talk a little bit more about the crazy world of sugar and how that's thrown us into disarray. We'll be right back at the Sports Doctor. Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. All right, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. Hopefully we got our little bit of phone glitches straightened out. We're talking to Dr. Jay Wrigley, a functional medicine physician who specializes in hormonal balance, holistic medicine, is a weight loss specialist. We were talking a little bit about the various diet concepts, and I wanted to talk a little bit about how sugar seems to have thrown us all off course over the past 50 years. Dr. Jay, are you back?
Yeah, I think we're doing better now, I believe.
Good. The world of sugar over the past, 50 years, 60 years, being added to everything, almost like nicotine and cigarettes being a hidden under all sorts of secrets. Has that been one of the major culprits regarding the kinds of problems we're in regarding almost any diet?
Absolutely. Dr. Bob, I see three things that are probably the biggest problem with the dietary approach we've been doing for the last 60 or 70 years, and that is, again, when we started removing fat from food or telling people to eat a low saturated fat diet, we added sugar to everything because you had to replace the flavor with it, and we used sugar to do that. The second thing that we did is that when we removed saturated fat, we started using what are called omega-6 seed oils, like canola oil, vegetable oil, or whatnot. And the thing that we know about the two of those I just mentioned, the sugar and the seed oils, is that they are highly inflammatory. And so what we're seeing is that just about at the heart of every problem we're seeing, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity even, and certainly anything else that's got an ITIS on the end of it, is these are inflammatory conditions that are typically driven by the overconsumption of simple carbohydrates like sugar, overconsumption of omega-6 oils, not enough omega-3 oil in the diet. And then the last one there is that just way too much of a grain-based eating program that we've had over the last years with all the bread, pasta, and things like this. All of these things stimulate insulin, massive amounts of insulin, which sets off an inflammatory condition and basically leads you down on your way to getting diabetes.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how we've understood that the concern of inflammatory processes whether we're talking about sore joints, sore muscles, allergies. You wonder where the heck all this asthma is coming from. Inflammation seems to be in the middle of so much of it, and I think most of the population didn't realize that diet has so much to do with it. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to newspaper articles and read about everything from choosing the best shoe for your activity. You could read about specialization. One of our most popular articles is Women in High Heels, Preventing Problems in That Regard. You can go over to radio shows and go way back, almost 10 years back, and pick and choose what topics you'd like to listen to, guests from all over the world in so many different areas of wellness, fitness, health, sports medicine. Again, sportsdoctorradio.com. Follow us on Twitter at sportsdoc, D-O-C radio. I think that's where I hooked up with Dr. Jay Wrigley. I think we met him on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests we do get on Twitter. It's just, we publish 3-4 times a day great information, again, in all of these different areas of health, wellness, and sports medicine. You talked a little bit about the paleo diet. And, again, how has the general medicine world, I mean, you can't turn on TV for 2 minutes. If you're not watching something about drugs and pills, then you're watching something about diet programs. It's just unbelievable, right? The multi-billion dollar diet industry. You think we would have learned by now. Is medicine getting the message here?
It's very slow. And again, I think the reason is, and
it's brutal.
Let's see a little bit about, what's that?
I said it's brutal.
Hello?
With the slowness of it.
Oh, it's crazy. And again, let me address that, Dr. Bob, with what the idea of functional medicine is for the people out there who don't understand it. Functional medicine basically is a practice of looking at discovering where is the root cause of this problem and then making corrections at a cellular level to basically get healthy again, as opposed to what I would call a disease management model that has been going on for 50 years, where somebody either gets told you have a diagnosis of a problem and here is the drug you take for that problem, which is really at best maybe an alleviation of some symptoms, but is absolutely not addressing the cause of this problem or stimulating the reversal of this problem. So in functional medicine, we look at how do we find out where is the dysfunctional pathways? How do we correct those through diet, natural medicines, nutritional supplements, and things like this? And sometimes that's complementary where people need to be on some pharmaceutical medicines. We're not saying that you don't in some cases, but it's just, to me, it's a better approach to let's find out where this dysfunction is and let's correct it.
It's the new medicine. The new medicine is a combination of diet and exercise. Duh.
Right.
Everybody.
Let me point out one more thing before you get going here, one of the great things about functional medicine that I want people to be aware of is it opens up the possibility for doctors such as myself and lots of others to work with people from anywhere. Because when you've got communication channels of video conferencing, cell phones, internet or whatnot, and you can work through somebody's issues, you can do that for the majority of the people who do not need, or at the period of time, a physical examination. They need a coach to basically get them on a wellness path. So anyway, I'm going to let you go ahead, Tom.
When you mention these kinds of things, I always ask people like yourself in the functional medicine and sports medicine world, I ask you, how your sports psychology? How's your psychology aspect? Because this is a huge challenge when you're talking about changing people's lifestyle and habits, isn't it?
It is. It is. And so what it is what I find that really works useful for me is I try to anchor people in what is the outcome. And that is what we're doing is are you, you know, when are you tired of this inflammatory process, this weight gain that's continuously moving you towards diabetes. You're not sleeping well. Your hormones are all out of balance. And get them focused on that. Does not have to be the reality of your life. And it's not about a diet anymore. It used to be when people would talk about that, it'd be thinking about all the things that they can't do anymore with their diet, and that left them in a space of not very motivated. Now, a better way to look at this is to use your diet as and aligning yourself with a principle of eating that produces a specific result that you want, which is lots of energy, a lean, fit body, no more inflammation, you sleep better at night, and there's, you know, so that's available to people, and they need to realize that it's not about giving stuff up, it's about having the life and health and energy that you want.
Yes, I think it's so key. You know, the word hormone, for so many people, again, you think about women, hormonal changes. Yeah. I know you specialize in pre and post women, and the fact right. is the hormonal balance, that attention, just as important with men, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Because again, it's about what you just said. People don't know that your entire body is governed by the signaling between cells is about hormones, and there's thousands of them. And they're not just about the estrogen and progesterones that women get through. There's adrenal hormones, there's neurohormones, there's testosterone, there's insulin is a hormone. Vitamin D actually is not a vitamin. It's a hormone called cholecalciferol.
Dr. J, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the Sports Doctor. Give us the website again. People could find out more information regarding some of the different programs they might be able to work with you, again, online, et cetera.
Okay, so I'm simply at drwrigley.com, and that's drwrigley, like Wrigley Field or Wrigley Gum. So drwrigley.com.
Hey, you got it, man, live from Chicago. Hold on quickly, Jay. Dr. Jay Wrigley, again, functional medicine specialist, our hormonal specialist. Thank you so much for joining me. Everybody, we're going to be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Dr. J, hold on a second. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
Music.
Hey, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment, where we answer emails, we talk about some upcoming shows. You can email me, drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Love to hear from you. And we have a big pool of emails that we switch around, always updating. So email us and we'll include you in the mix. We got some great guests coming up next couple of weeks. Next week, Melissa Orth, she's one of the participants in our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Missy is a personal trainer, one of the best, and her segment is all about what it takes for a young boy or girl athlete to really enhance themselves in the physical side of preventing injury, enhancing performance. And then we've got Brett Hinds. He's the director of operations for Topgolf. He'll be joining us. Following week, Dr. Michael Pond, a chiropractic physician. He's the host of Healing Better, his own podcast, will be joining me. And then Dr. Jeff LaCour, the physics of wellness, will be joining us. So some great guests coming up. Again, there's just been great buzz with hashtag Hey Sports Parents, tremendous reviews, all sorts of exposure. So we're very excited about the reception. It's been about a month that hashtag Hey Sports Parents has been up. Again, my co-author, Sharky Zartman, is a Hall of Fame volleyball player, kinesiology professor, and she's the host of her own radio show, Pep Talk, on Healthy Life Radio. So check it out. Again, especially, it's an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports, regardless of their age, regardless of their level. Some emails. Jerry says, one of your sponsors, Sand Dune Stepper, can you talk about it a little bit? Be glad to, Jerry. Everybody knows what it's like to walk on the sand on the beach, how it really works your feet, lower legs. This is the concept behind the Sand Dune Stepper, developed by Matt Dahl out on the West Coast, and the ability to simulate the movement of the feet, the gripping power of the toes, arches, all the muscles and tendons of the feet is something that Sand Dune really, really brings to the forefront. So whether you are a superstar, whether you are a senior citizen looking to enhance balance, Sand Dune Stepper really is a great piece of equipment. We feature it in the chapter of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, in my The Sports Doctors In segment of the book. The chapter is called Two Essential Exercises, and one is rubber band strengthening of the feet and ankles. Another one is really, really working balance, and Sand Dune is one of the great ways to challenge the body. You know, it's a big area today in senior citizens trying to prevent falls, trying to enhance stability and balance. And Sand Dune Stepper is a great piece of equipment. And check that out. You can go to Instagram, Sand Dune Stepper, and you could see all sorts of ages and athletes using this piece of equipment. Karen emails, could you talk a little bit about orthotics for dress shoes? You know, Karen, I've been describing orthotics and dress shoes for decades, and it's a tremendous asset for women who benefit from orthotics in their sports shoes, their sneakers, their golf shoes, their running or walking shoes, but they're also women. They ain't going to wear sneakers all the time, is what they tell me. So the ability of putting a slim down, much smaller bulk orthotic device in flats, in low heels, in loafers, and other kinds of women's shoes is really a godsend in order to be able to take advantage of the true value of orthotic devices, which really are to properly support the foot, enhance the alignment of the foot, ankle, and lower leg, redistribute weight. So podiatry is the profession to talk to, check out that opportunity to add orthotics to the mix when we've got business women or women who don't want to live in sneakers. Jason emails that his daughter is a serious tennis player. She's 12 years old. She's been dealing with knee problems. He says she has a tendency of pronated or flat-type feet. Jason, we've been putting orthotics in young girls' tennis shoes, again, for decades, and half of the time, it's for knee trouble. The pronated foot, the foot that collapses excessively, sets up a chain of events, sort of like the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone. Rotation of the lower leg is magnified when the feet collapse excessively, causing excessive strain to the knees. The young girls, females, wider hips, there's a slightly different angle down to the knee. So we've always seen more knee concern, females to males. The ability of orthotics to control these kinds of motions, especially in a running, jumping sport like tennis, is really something we've been very excited about over the years. So you definitely want to take a look at that. Your daughter's particular foot mechanics, what the best tennis shoe that might be involved, and the ability then to add orthotics to the mix usually is a great weapon in order to augment strengthening, many times physical therapy, for reducing knee stress and knee problems. Doris emails, what are some of the criteria, Dr. Weil, for walking shoes? You know, you can use a good running shoe for walking shoes. Walking, running shoes, you want to get fit properly. You want to go to a good walking, running shoe store. There are a lot of different brands that can be effective. You don't want to look to try to find the cheapest thing possible. Make sure that you are fit properly for those walking shoes with a stable heel, good arch support. We're out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank my guests, Dr. Wrigley, Aaron Bigelow. Happy Memorial Day weekend coming up. Catch you next week on The Sports Doctor, everybody. Thank you. Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.